Doctors report an alarming rise in injuries related to electric scooters amid a nationwide spike in their popularity. They are popping up in cities from coast to coast, and renters, they can use an app on their phone to rent the devices from companies like Bird, Lime, and Skip. But as Maria Villarreal shows us, the increase in ridership is leading to a rise in emergency room visits.
The brakes were completely gone.
Lisa Beardsley says she suffered torn ligaments and a hairline fracture in her arm when she was forced to jump off what she says was a malfunctioning Bird scooter about 2 months ago.
When I landed, I slid about 5 feet, and the Bird landed on top of me.
From California to Texas to Washington, D.C., officials have been scrambling to control the rising use of electric scooters. And now doctors say they're seeing an uptick in injuries.
I think part of it is inexperience. People are not used to riding these.
This urgent care facility in Santa Monica, California, has treated hundreds of scooter injuries.
If I see only one a day, that's kind of the norm. If I don't see one on a day, I'm really surprised.
UCLA's Medical Center in Santa Monica started counting scooter injuries in July. There were 60 that month, and they estimate 75 in August. Everything from wrist and leg fractures to major head injuries. Beardsley says her injuries from the faulty brakes might require surgery. She's planning to file a lawsuit.
Did you complain to Bird?
Yes, I did. All I got was an apology. Hope you're okay. That was it.
And clearly you're not.
No.
Bird says it does daily safety inspections and has a fleet of what the company calls bird watchers.
So the bird watchers go around every day and they scan every single bird, determining is it in a good safety state or not. If it's not, they'll take it off the road. Safety is our top priority. We're obsessed about safety.
But it's not just riders getting hurt.
It was like I was walking down the pier and I got hit by a motor vehicle.
Dancing Dave Peterson is a street performer. He says he lost months of work and had to simplify his act after a man on a scooter hit him from behind and left.
I have a broken arm here, and my right bicep was actually severed. I'm angry.
Bird says it's updating its app so that people can report irresponsible riders, and they tell every rider to wear a helmet and recommend riding in bike lanes.
Doctors have said with the number of riders increasing, we've also seen the number of accidents increasing. What do you tell those doctors?
It actually has been proven that there's safety in numbers. The more scooters that will ride in the bike lanes, the safer they are.
So your solution is more bird riders?
More bird riders, absolutely.
For CBS This Morning, Mireya Villarreal, Los Angeles.